Coach, now let's transition to your veteran of the game for tonight. And again, the veteran of the game brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services. So tell the WEOL listening audience who you've chosen for the veteran of the game and why this young man deserves the award.
Well, we've had a couple of these this year, Tim, and it's easy for us because we've got this veteran offensive line. And this one is a 2.5-year starter basically for us, Tyler Snyder. Tyler, and I wouldn't doubt if his brother also won this award a few years back, but Tyler is a played center for us the past two seasons, and he lettered as a sophomore. And he's a very good student of the game. He's a kid who's been out there. It seems I can't even remember when Tyler was not our center. He's always been very dependable. He's a very large kid, and it's always great to have a big kid at center. And he's a kid that really likes the game of football. He likes to lift weights. He likes to be physical, and he's been a very reliable excellent football player for us for the last two seasons.
Kevin, the tradition, the legacy of offensive lineman at Elyria is a strong one. You just seem to churn them out year after year here, and it seems as though Tyler Snyder is a young man that just kind of fits that mold. And yes, I think his brother did win this award.
Yeah, I think, you know, and I wish he had a couple more brothers coming, you know, because we've been that way, and we've been able to find those kind of kids that are kind of self-made, you know, they're kind of production guys. They kind of grow with the system. Tyler was a big kid, worked really hard for 2 years, and then got on the field, and he's been a great player. And we've had some other kids like that, too. We got to find some more.
Yeah, great story. So congratulations to Tyler Snyder. He is tonight's Pioneer Veteran of the Game. And again, Jonathan Mack, the Student Athlete Award winner. We'll hear these messages from Stewart Appliance on Cleveland Street in Elyria, as well as Lorain County Veteran Services. And then we'll come back to Ely Stadium and get you ready for the start of the second half as the Pioneers entertain the Brunswick Blue Devils. It's our Colson & Colson Gridiron Clash, bringing it to you on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, it's on your phone if you download that WEOL mobile app, and we're also online at WEOL.com.